And good morning. In this video, we're going to talk to you about distractions.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about distractions. Oh my goodness me, how many distractions have we got going on? We got everything going on, let's face it. We've got COVID, we've got Brexit, and then that's just the big stuff. And then we got all the small stuff, bills, unexpected bills, even more unexpected bills. We're talking about cladding scandals and Section 20s handed out by the landlords to owners of properties with more bills. I mean, honestly, everything all comes at once, doesn't it? But not just that, then we've got the other smaller stuff as well. You know, you're sitting there working away and you get a text message or you get an email, and then you have to stop what you're doing, and then you have to move on to something else, and so on and so forth. And the world is just really full of distractions, and it's really hard not to look at your phone in 2021, 2022. It's just what we do. It's part of our human nature. When was the last time you watched a TV program or a film on a telly and you didn't have your phone in your hand? Like, you're always picking it up. I know you're always picking it up. I'm always picking mine up, seeing what's happened, what's the latest on Twitter. It's ridiculous. And actually, I've just bought myself a new PC. And one of the really good things about this PC, of course, is that I haven't got any distractions on it. So on my laptop, I had everything open, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And I've not actually even logged in on the new PC onto Facebook or Twitter. And the reason why I've not done that is because I really want to start limiting the number of distractions. And obviously it's really hard because you want to stay up to date with news. What if something happens? What if little one breaks the leg? What if, you know, what if there's an emergency? What if a tenant hasn't got heating? And so on. And so I get that. I fully get why you need to be contactable. But being contactable 24 hours a day, you know, I go to bed, my phone's on silent. When I'm asleep, if a tenant, you know, runs out of power at 12 midnight, you know what, there's not a lot I can do at 12 midnight anyway. So you just have to deal with it like normal people do, like normal homeowners do, and be sensible, you know. And if there's a leak pouring out of a toilet and it's soaking everything, well, you need to get a plumber, don't you? It's not rocket science. It's just, that's part of it. But I shouldn't be available 24/7. In fact, for my clients, I am not available 24/7. And you know, you shouldn't be available 24/7 for anybody other than yourself. Not even your kids, not even your partner. You need to manage your time and protect your time and protect your sanity from all these distractions, because everybody's got a question. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got something that, no, this is actually more urgent than what you're doing. Of course it is. It's more urgent for you. But is it more urgent for me? Is it just distracting and interrupting what I'm currently doing, whatever that might be? Yeah. So what the hell are you interrupting me for? Go away. It's obviously one of the problems with open plan offices. When I had my lettings agency, we had an open plan office. And I would have a thing on my desk that just basically says, don't disturb. I think it said piss off or something like that. But it says, don't disturb. So people would know, oh, creative genius at work. Might be pushing it a little bit. But people know not to come and interrupt me because I'm in the flow or whatever. And so we got to start removing some of these distractions and stop allowing people to distract us. What that means is that, you know, like, my phone is actually on silent all the time, by the way. So if you're phoning me right now, I don't know, I could have the Queen phoning me. She wouldn't phone me. I could have the Queen phoning me. I wouldn't know. I don't care. I just not, you know, you can wait like everybody else, because nobody is more important than the individual, right? The Queen's not more important than me. God himself can pick up his mobile phone if he can get a signal from all that distance. And he would still be on silent too. This is about you protecting your mind space, which then protects your workspace. I'll say that again because it sounds really good. Your mind space should be protected because then your workspace is protected. And then you're able to operate at a much higher level than you could if you're being pulled in one direction and then you're being pulled in another direction and then somebody else wants this and so on and so on and so on. You'll get round to dealing with that when you get round to dealing with that. And it's up to you to prioritise what are the things that need to be prioritised first. It's not somebody else's opportunity to tell you what you should prioritise. This is down to you. And if your phone isn't on silent, for example, you are allowing other people, random people. I got a phone call from SSE, the gas company. Oh, we've not had a meter reading in a few months. Right. And? Well, we need one. Right. So what are you phoning me for? Well, we need a gas reading. Right. Who's giving you permission to phone me? Have I given you permission? Well, we've got your number. Right. So have I given you permission, though? No. Piss off, then. I give you a bloody meter reading when I decide to give you a meter reading. And until then, jog on. If you don't like that, close your account. Piss off. Like, that is me protecting my workspace, my mind space. I'm like, who the fuck are you phoning me up? Interrupting, knocking on my door until I insist on answering the phone. Fuck off. That's never going to happen. So, and, you know, all right. It's character building for the person on the other end of the line. I've had people say it to me. I've had people having a go at me for doing my job. It's just character building. Deal with it. Grow up. Stop being a pussy. So, blimey, it's Monday today. You can tell, can't you? So, look, this is about you protecting your mind space. This is about you prioritising yourself. You want to go for a massage? You go for a massage. You want to go and have a nice relaxing bath for an hour? You go and have a bath. You know, you should be priority, okay? Now, if you've got a partner and you 18 kids and your partner wants a bath, then allow them to go and have that bath as well and in peace and do whatever they want to do. You shouldn't be interrupting theirs either, but you should be also sitting down with each other and working out, how do you want to play this? How do you want to run it? If I want a break, what do I do? How do I signal to you that I need a break? And this is about you then providing each other with what they need in the relationship. So, if you've got a partner who's very demanding and, you know, demanding that you do stuff all the time, you need to let them know. It's as simple as that. But, you know, you can't be called on all the time. You need time for yourself. And this goes both ways from in all sorts of relationships. Male to male, male to female, female to male, female to female, and everything else in between. This should be about you protecting your mind space so that you can then, when you need your, when your partner needs you, you're then at your best. When you're sitting down and doing website work, let's say, you are sitting down and you are totally focused on the job. Because if you're doing 15 jobs at once and the phone's ringing and you've got 18 emails and then you're checking your bank account and you're, you know, you're writing a letter or an email and you're doing this, like, how good do you think you're going to be at being so utterly distracted, like, in your job? How good do you actually think you're going to be? And I can tell you, you're not going to be very good at all. You're going to be dreadful. The emails will be crap. The website will be crap. The bank account, well, it's just the bank account. And that's either going to make you sad or happy, one or the other. But this is about you prioritising yourself and getting rid of all these distractions. Put your phone on silent. I've got Gmail open all the time. I now close down Gmail on my desktop. It's open all the time on a laptop, but on the desktop, which is where now I do most of my work because it's super, super fast. On the desktop, this is now about me prioritising the work, and I got some really groovy Philips lights with change colour, and I've got LED lighting, and it's a really cool looking workspace. It looks like something you'd see on the telly or on a film or something. It looks like a spaceship. It looks really cool. And it's because I've designed my workspace to be distraction-free, and because I spend a lot of time at my work desk, effectively, my workstation. Even though I'm at home, I still spend, you know, the majority of time sat on that chair in that particular place. So why not make it optimal for me to operate at an optimal level? And the only way you can really do that is by removing those distractions and those things that are going to distract you away from actually getting the work that's done. Because finally on this, those phone calls, Dan, can you do this? Dan, can you do that? Those emails, oh, you need to do this now. SSE, can you get me a gas meter reading, please? Like, does it make a difference if I do that this week or next week? Well, I'll be, first of all, the person that decides that, which talked about that earlier. But now, this is about me choosing to do stuff when I want to do it. So those phone calls I'll clump together to make all my phone calls at the same time. Anything property related, I'll get my little team of minions to do that all at the same time. The emails, I'll put those all together and do all those at the same time. So now I'm being much more efficient in the way that I'm actually responding to other people as well. And it's not efficient from their point of view, but who cares about their point of view? Unless it is urgent. You know, if there's water gushing out of a toilet, then obviously you need to get onto the plumber. But there also has to be some level of maturity from your tenants. And by the way, you should be programming your tenants. If this happens and I'm not available and it's causing damage, then resolve it. You know, that should be something that's taught to your tenants, whoever those tenants are, in HMOs, in normal tenancies and so on. But this is also about you teaching other people, you know, if I don't answer, it's because I'm busy. I'm busy doing something else. I'm busy doing something more important than listening to my phone right now. And that's all right. You just have to deal with that. So, look, I hope that's useful. I hope you can find a way to remove some of these distractions. If you've got an issue that needs resolving, it can be resolved in an hour. You resolving it now, resolving it in an hour, unless it's, you know, one in a million thing where actually it is so urgent, you know, someone's injured or, you know, something really bad is happening, etc. How often does that really happen? Not very. I guarantee, by the way, first time you try this, that will happen. Because that's just sod's law. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments down below and we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.